In the studio now, we have Rachel Wilson from the Albany County Crime Victims and Sexual Violence Center. The center is organizing a Take Back the Night march to take place next Thursday, April 19th in Albany.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Can you tell us something about Take Back the Night and what it stands for?
Yeah, so Take Back the Night is an event that's been happening since the 1970s, and it really was created to raise awareness at that time about violence against women, especially sexual violence against women. And it was an international movement that has really grown, and as our understanding of sexual violence and sexual assault has grown, and our understanding of who is affected by these issues has grown, so has the message of Take Back the Night. And so it's a yearly event that's held across the country and internationally just to really raise awareness about sexual violence against all people of all ages and abilities and genders and races and everything else, and really just to rally the community and try to fight sexual violence.
I just wanted to mention that as an older member here, that the phrase Take Back the Night was that it was assumed that women should stay inside their houses, that they should not be out if it's dark, that it was unsafe, and everybody should know that, and that any woman who was out in the dark was asking for some problem.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. I am currently working on a program to really educate bar staff around sexual violence and having them identify sexual violence and intervene if they identify someone in the bar as really being made to feel unsafe. And when I talk to even my friends and family members about this, I hear a lot, I've seen women out by themselves at 2 o'clock in the morning. They really shouldn't be doing that. They're really putting themselves in danger. And so it's interesting that you say that as an older woman, that these are ideas that we used to have, and unfortunately, they're ideas that we still have.
Yeah. It's really great to see the work happening to shift the conversation away from perhaps what it was, which is what can women do to avoid being attacked, and more towards how can men behave in such a way that is not attacking women on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, that we all really need to come together as a community and have these conversations and be mindful of what consent looks like and what violence looks like and what, making sure that everyone is feeling comfortable regardless of gender or anything else. Yeah.
A lot of these conversations about sexual violence can be uncomfortable. What would you suggest as ways to have these kinds of communications with friends or family to bring this kind of important talk into the forefront?
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of discussion about sexual violence, especially in social media and in the media recently, especially with the Me Too movement and Time's Up movement and all of that. And so I think that those movements have really helped with starting this conversation and making it more comfortable and making it dinner table conversations. But I think that we have to start young. I think that we need to really be talking to kids about what consent looks like, and not only consent around sex or sexuality, but just consent in our everyday life, hugs and things like that. And so I think starting young is really a good way to start.
One of the things that I really noticed is that we are now, people lament the lack of the social constraints that people used to have. But those social constraints were constraints on everybody's behavior, which meant you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to do this, because there are dangerous people out there. And now it's changing to don't be a dangerous person, don't allow your friends to be dangerous people.
Right. Yeah, I love the shift to the community conversation. And that's really a large message with Take Back the Night is, that we need to be coming together as a community to to identify sexual violence and then also to be able to call it out and to, really hold our friends and our family members accountable for behavior that perhaps is inappropriate or uncomfortable.
What kind of services? I don't know if I remember. Did you tell us what the actual event is and what's going to happen?
Yeah, no. So it's on April 19th. It's at the Washington Park Lake House in Albany. And it's going to be from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. We have really a variety of different events that are going on. But right at 5 p.m., we have a number of community agencies that are going to be coming and tabling so people can identify what resources are in our community. We have partnered with 8 of our colleges and universities in the Albany area. So they're all going to be there to talk about what they have available on campus. We have a drum circle. We have food trucks. We have performances. And then we're going to begin after that the speaker portion. So we have 3 survivor speakers that are going to be talking about their experiences and what they have taken from those experiences and how people have really helped them to recover and what their message is to the community as a whole. And so then usually those just listening to survivors is really motivating. So we then after that we'll be walking the streets of Albany. We're going to be going down Madison to Lark, which is a highly popular street. And so it'll be really exciting to get people out of the businesses and the bars and really to raise awareness. And then finally, we'll be back at the Lake House and having a very short candlelight vigil for survivors who don't feel comfortable speaking out and for people who have lost their lives to sexual violence.
So everybody's invited?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's free. It's open to the community. So people of all ages, we do recommend it really for high school and above. But you should use your own judgment with your children, whether to bring them out younger than that.
Can you, in addition to organizing what sounds like a really excellent and empowering event for the evening, talk a little bit about what other services your agency, the Albany County Crime Victim and Sexual Violence Center, provides?
Absolutely. So we provide free services to people of all ages who either live in Albany County or are a victim of a crime that occurred in Albany County. And so we provide 3 main types of services. We have counseling in our office. We have 3 therapists that provide counseling to people of all ages. We do court advocacy. So if someone's a victim of a crime and has to go to court, then we can help them through those processes. We're in all of the town courts. And then finally, we have our 24-hour sexual assault hotline. So our hotline number is 518-447-7716. It's 24 hours a day. It serves as a traditional hotline that if people have questions or concerns, they can call and speak with a counselor. Or if they go to a hospital, again, we only serve Albany County, but every county has this type of service. And so if you were to go to a county hospital, then an advocate would appear to help you through that medical process. So
that's powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. Where can our listeners go to find out more information about the event and about your agency?
Great. Yeah. So we do have a Facebook page. We have a very long name, but if you just search on Facebook, the Albany County Crime Victim and Sexual Violence Center, then that is our page. We post a lot of information about what we have going on there. And we do have an event page for Take Back the Night specifically.
Do you have any idea how many college students there are in Albany County? I mean, you've got 8 colleges.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I should know, but yeah, I don't know a lot. It's a really great opportunity. I mean, really, like I mentioned, getting young people involved, millennials and people in college currently are very impassioned by the Me Too movement. I'm very inspired by the actions that they've been taking around this issue. And so I'm really excited to see how many come out to this event.
Well, it sounds like really exciting things. We're unfortunately out of time. I wanted to thank you for joining us, Rachel, and look forward to seeing you at the event on Friday.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Rachel Wilson from the Albany County Crime Victim and Sexual Violence Center. The Take Back the Night March will take place next Thursday, April 19th, from 5 to 8 p.m. in Washington Park, Albany. Go and join them.